Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
January 31, 7:15 America, New York, crashing pot stocks are flush with cash. Shares in U.S. marijuana companies are plunging, but they are less dependent on a bullish stock market than they used to be. January 31, 7:08 America, New York, Citrix, Spotify, Nightscope, Tesla. What to watch when the stock market opens today? Citrix is nearing a deal to be taken private. Spotify made public its content policies. January 31, 7:06 America, New York, Russia-Ukraine tensions drive global wheat prices higher. The two nations account for just under a third of global wheat exports, much of which goes to the Middle East to keep bread prices affordable. January 31, 7:03 America, New York, the Instagram story gets a few more wrinkles. Instagram lately seems to be scrambling to keep up with the changing internet, lest its most valuable users age out. January 31, 7:00 America, New York, investors sour on muni funds. The waning interest in muni debt this year, with interest rates expected to rise, marks a reversal from 2021 when investors poured money into municipal bond funds. January 31, 6:31 America, New York, Moshe Kopel on norms, tradition, and resilient societies. Annual listener survey. https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/cqx2018t6. Vote for your 2021 favorites. Traditions and norms can seem at best out of touch and at worst offensive to many a modern mind. January 31, 6:17 America, New York, key post office deal agreed for future of cash. Customers of 30 banks and building societies can continue to use post offices to deposit cash. January 31, 5:52 America, New York, ahead of Winter Olympics, Beijing moves to quash dissent. As athletes begin to arrive in China for the Olympics, the authorities are rounding up activists and shutting down social media accounts. Athletes, journalists, and team officials arriving in Beijing on Saturday. January 31, 5:50 America, New York, ex-central bank chief Mark Carney adds consulting role to job portfolio. Mark Carney, the former head of the central banks of the UK and Canada and the UN's point man on climate change and finance, has taken on a new role advising companies with Macro Advisory Partners, a consulting firm. January 31, 5:50 America, New York, former BO chief to join Macro Advisory Partners. Mark Carney, the former head of the central banks of the UK and Canada and the UN's point man on climate change and finance, has taken on a new role advising companies with Macro Advisory Partners, a consulting firm. January 31, 5:36 America, New York, wine drinkers face higher prices and less choice, firm warns. Proposed changes to alcohol duty could also push smaller firms out of business, a wine seller warns. January 31, 5:35 America, New York, Indian stocks still need to let off some steam. Indian stocks had a banner 2021 and have held up better than U.S. counterparts in 2022, but valuations still look stretched. January 31, 5:32 America, New York, air passengers promised fairer deal in compensation shakeup. Under new plans, travelers could claim for delays of more than an hour, down from 3 hours currently. January 31, 5:30 America, New York, Euro-USD price outlook. Euro attempts recovery, GDP meets expectations. Euro attempting to retrace recent pullback. GDP fails to move the euro with focus on this week's ECB meeting. January 31, 5:30 America, New York, Chanel faced a consumer backlash in China. It fizzled. When Chanel started marketing a new cosmetics range using red camellias, a Chinese competitor took offense and accused it of appropriating the Asian flower. This time, though, the consumer revolt never materialized. January 31, 5:30 America, New York, how the Fed's policy shift is rippling through the housing market. The central bank had been the biggest buyer of mortgage bonds, but now it is stepping back and borrowing costs are rising. January 31, 5:30 America, New York, streamers struggle to keep users who join to watch a hit. Roughly half of U.S. viewers who joined right after Hamilton and Wonder Woman 1984 came out were gone in 6 months, data show. January 31st. 5 o'clock America, New York. How Facebook is morphing into Meta. Shifting a 68,000-person social networking company toward the theoretical metaverse has caused internal disruption and uncertainty. January 31st. 4:14 America, New York. Crypto risks destabilizing emerging markets, says senior IMF official. We can't just dismiss digital assets, warns financial counselor Tobias Adrian. January 31st. 3:55 America, New York. AUD, USD bouncing off support as RBA policy decision looms into view. Australian dollar traders are gearing up for some additional volatility in the weeks ahead as the RBA gets set to announce its latest monetary policy decision tomorrow. January 31st. 3:40 America, New York. Stock futures waiver to close out the month. U.S. stock futures were little changed on January's last day of trading, a month that saw indexes pull back from highs amid a focus on corporate earnings and an expectation for higher interest rates. January 31st. 3 o'clock America, New York. Migrant workers' tale of inequality grips China, then is erased. A man with COVID revealed a parallel universe to well-off Chinese and became a symbol of inequality. The government found him inconvenient to its narrative. January 31st. 2:52 America, New York. Evergrande faces forced sale of Hong Kong land it pledged for loan. Receivers have been appointed over land in Hong Kong that Evergrande used as collateral for a loan, but the sale of the plot won't affect the company's broader restructuring, the troubled developer said. January 31st. 1:56 America, New York. Does the mafia hire good accountants? Yes, or so it seems. We investigate if organized crime groups, OCG, are able to hire good accountants. We use data about criminal records to identify Italian accountants with connections to OCG. January 31st. 1 o'clock America, New York. Euro jumps ahead of EU GDP and German CPI as US dollar pauses. Where to for euro, USD? The euro found some support today as the US dollar paused, with growing geopolitical concerns boosting energy commodities. Will euro, USD make new lows?